Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Giving something away here. Oh, we got the Tom Petty tribute. It's called Free Fallin'.
Yeah.
Tom Petty
I've
tribute.
I've seen this show a couple times.
At the
times.
Medina. Enjoy the vibrant musical journey, remembering the one and only Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Watch as these highly skilled musicians perform his iconic hits. American Girl, Free Fallin', mm-hmm. Mary Jane's Last Dance. I'm sure many, many, many more.
Yep.
It'll be an unforgettable and emotional ride. Did you write this? It's very, very moving.
Yeah.
Pair of tickets to the Free Fallin' Tom Petty tribute at the Medina Entertainment Center. It's this Saturday. Almanac quiz coming up here today. And today is Tuesday, December 3rd, 338th day of the year. 1736, astronomer. It isn't that Abbey guy. This is a different guy. Astronomer Anders Celsius takes measurements. And you're going to think, well, Celsius, well, it has to do with Celsius scale for
right.
temperature, right? Well,
yeah,
it doesn't, although he's related. He's related to that Celsius guy.
Oh, it's different.
This is a different Celsius guy. A very, very smart family, obviously. Takes measurements that confirm Newton's theory that the Earth is not a sphere. Do you know we're not perfectly round? We're not a sphere.
No, we're not.
The Earth is an ellipsoid. Ellipsoid.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's an ellipse. It's more a little more oblong.
Oh, well,
it's
more
it's squished. It's, yeah, it's more egg-shaped. It's more squashed there. Kind of from north to south, I believe, is the kind of like our orbit around the sun is an ellipse. It's not a perfect sphere,
right.
As you are aware.
Yes,
I'm sure,
aware.
Based on gravity and everything else, it takes place. 1736, we are an ellipse, not a sphere.
Okay.
Thank God. 1910 on this date, neon lights first publicly displayed. I saw a neon light, and I was just going, oh, that's just so fantastic.
I think we should play Chris Young's Neon.
Well,
my favorite color is me.
Cue it up. Oh. Play it again, Sam. Then play it again.
I did not know you had that ready.
No, you did not. Because we don't pre-talk. There's no pre-production meeting or discussion.
No.
Totally by the seat of our pants. I think people enjoy that. I know I do, because it takes a lot less work.
You put a devil on your trouble.
So, yeah. Neon lights first publicly displayed. It was the Paris Auto Show. They had a neon sign there.
Give me that year again.
1910.
Wow.
Now, how big is actual neon? How big is actual neon? Are we? I'm sure people are still making these, and there's vintage neon lights, but now with the advent of the LEDs.
Well, everything's gone to LED.
Right. They probably look like a neon light, the tubing, but they're really not.
Correct.
It's not neon. They're not using neon gas. That was where they got the colors.
Right.
Was from the neon and the neon gas, which I believe is an inert gas if you check your periodic table, Neil. You've got one of those over there, periodic table of elements? Somewhere? Someplace?
I've misplaced it.
Right.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Alka-Seltzer, people were spelling relief. No, this is Alka-Seltzer. This isn't Rolaids.
Right.
That was a competing product a little bit later, but Alka-Seltzer hit the market first. It was effervescence.
Yep.
You'd plop it in there, and she would fizz. Yep. And finally, relief. People didn't have to live with upset stomach anymore. We had a way to settle down that acid.
Thank you, Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, that was a state. 1931, 1950.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Paul Harvey, his national radio show. He'd been doing local radio, I think, in Chicago.
Yeah, I believe so.
He had done local radio, but his program went national. I would assume on the ABC network, or was it on the NBC Red network? That's right. Had been ABC, I think, his entire career. Paul Harvey, and of course, he'd wrap it up with
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Loved Paul Harvey.
I did too.
All Harvey news and comments.
I wonder when he started the rest of the story.
Probably not too long after. Right. Maybe in the 70s. Some point in time. Yes, they were. Very good. Entertaining radio back then. Something we strive for here in the Bob Morning Show, we have yet to reach.
Correct.
1964.
But you went over the side of the cliff.
Didn't I ever tell you about Bumbles? Bumbles bounce!
There's our hero, Yukon Cornelius, and we met Yukon Cornelius and the whole gang for the first time. Maybe you watched the first ever one in 64. You were alive. I would tell you that I did. It was on NBC to start. It was on NBC until the early 70s. I remember it as a CBS special. You'd have that CBS thing, where the thing would be spinning around, and you're all excited about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There was some anticipation. You know why? Because Christmas was in the balance.
Right.
And Christmas needed to be saved.
The Island of Misfit Toys.
Island of Misfit Toys and the whole thing. I'm cute, you know, the whole thing.
Right.
It's all right there. So, and they still air it today.
It's so good.
I think it's making its move back to NBC this year, 2024. So look for it.
An historic
on
homecoming.
Channel 11. Historic homecoming for Rudolph, for Yukon Cornelius, for Hermie, and the whole gang. 1968, 4 years later, also on NBC.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place.
This is how it began.
Looking for trouble. Just look right in my face.
It was the airing of the comeback specials that became known. It was initially the comeback special, but later on it did.
Was a green
Elvis Presley on NBC was his comeback special because he basically had given up music and hadn't performed live. He'd been in movies, Neil.
Yes.
For many, many years.
Well, there was time.
Now, the thing about the Elvis comeback special is what was really neat about it. He kind of sat down with people around him for a little bit. You know, it was a different kind of performance.
I remember
he was kind of sitting there, and he had a couple other guys playing guitar, but then he had some of the crowd sitting around him. They taped it in June of that year. So it wasn't live on TV, but it was considered a live performance because he did it in front of an audience when they recorded it.
Sure.
And then they aired it on this date on NBC in 68. Let's move on to 1978. We had ourselves another debut of a Christmas special.
Oh, I want everybody to be happy on Christmas Eve, Oscar. Hey, it's a big night. Tonight's the night that Santa Claus comes.
You recognize that as Big Bird?
Yes.
His reindeer will be landing on the roof. Then he takes his big bag of toys and he slides down the chimney.
Aw, come on.
What do you mean, aw, come on?
Just hold it right there, bird brain. Do you know how big the inside of a chimney is?
Well,
about this big. That's how big. So how's a guy like Santa Claus, who's built like a dump truck, how's he gonna come down all those skinny little chimneys, huh?
That's a pretty good question.
It is.
And you know, Oscar the Grouch was known for asking the tough questions.
Yeah.
He loved trash.
He did. Well, Santa did it.
He found
a
way.
Magic.
He found a way. It was magic. It was Big Bird. It was Sesame Street. So it was Christmas Eve on Sesame Street they debuted. I wonder if they still air that. They should. It's quality
that one I don't see as much.
Yeah.
But
1989.
December the 3rd, 1989 was the day the Cold War ended officially. And the unlikely venue was the tiny island of Malta in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Leaders of the two superpowers had agreed to meet there to finalize the details of agreements that would revolutionize relations between them.
Pretty much Gorbachev and George H.W. Bush. Who did we say was related to George H.W.?
Marilyn Monroe,
yeah. But they met, and they pretty much both declared together the end of the Cold War.
It was historic.
We're involved in some other kind of thing now.
Right.
It's still kind of chilly.
Yeah,
it truly is.
Putin, not as maybe as friendly as perhaps as Gorbachev.
Gorbachev or even Yeltsin. Yeltsin was friendly with the red nose and the vodka and the whole thing. 1999.
This land does wobble.
You are the surprise.
Can you imagine rowing across the Atlantic?
Oh, my God.
Tori Merton, the first woman to row across the Atlantic Ocean alone. She arrived at Guadeloupe, French Caribbean island. She had left the Canary Islands and made her way across the Atlantic. She had tried to cross from the U.S. to France like a year before, but ran into hurricane trouble and had to be rescued by a cargo boat. That was harrowing.
Yeah.
Let's remember this actress here today.
I'm tired, sick, and tired of love.
As Lily Von
I've
Stoop.
I've had my fill of love. From below and above.
From Blazing Saddles, she died of ovarian cancer. Madeline Kahn. Wasn't she also the bride of Frankenstein? In Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
Her and Mel Brooks had a good working relationship.
For sure.
So she appeared in some of the Mel Brooks movies. Madeline Kahn.
Tremendous comedic talent.
Yes. She died. She was only 57.
Very sad.
When she passed away this date, 1999. Birthdays now.
Oh, I can't get over what you did there. I never saw them so aroused. Jay, what did you give old Pooh?
I thought it was pukey.
No.
Oh, no, pukey. Oh.
Seven. Jamie. Four.
She knew how to gong the gong. Mm-hmm. She was on the Gong Show. She was a singer, J.P. Morgan. She saw Gene Gene, the Dancing Machine, and the Unknown Comic probably more than she would want to admit.
Yeah.
She's 93 today, still with us.
Probably in therapy.
That's how it goes.
Gosh, this is a very young Ozzy Osbourne. He's on stage. Looks like his son, Jack. From the Osbourne Show.
Yes,
Crazy Train. John Osbourne. That's his real name.
I didn't realize.
Took Ozzy because it was just very, you know, very nice. It was an alliteration, the Ozzy Osbourne thing. He is 76 today. Started out in Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, yes.
And then, of course, had the television show. Shannon! Shannon!
Right.
He did not like the dog.
I don't remember.
You don't remember the dog would.
I didn't watch
he'd fill up
much.
His diaper everywhere, to say it speak. But he was wearing a diaper, though. Ozzy Osbourne was upset when he had to clean up after the dog.
I can understand. Yeah. I must have been through
about a minute. So Ozzy Osbourne is 76, 70 something or other, 75 today for Mickey Thomas.
Nice.
Lead singing here for Alvin Bishop, who likes to sit on a bale of hay, I'm pretty sure. And then he took over when Marty Balin left Jefferson Airplane and Starship.
Had some hits with them, too, for sure.
Oh, yeah. He was singing with them when they did, you know, Built This City in late 70s, early 80s, after Marty Balin had left for a solo career.
Great rocker's voice.
Mickey Thomas. Southern rock voice here, 38 special. Don Barnes, 72.
Everybody thinks, you know, it was Donnie Van Zandt that did a lot of their singing. He did.
No, it was Don Barnes sang out all the hits. Although he's kind of lost his voice.
And Donnie Van Zandt lost his desire to travel and fly, so he doesn't feel like
it. No. So happy birthday to him.
What's your name?
It's hard to say in English.
Well, just say it in your language.
All right. My name is...
It was unfortunate that she was in a television store, an electronics store, when she said that. I mean, better that than maybe a crystal store.
Yes.
Sold expensive Waterford crystals.
Marvin Windows
would have been very bad. The lovely Daryl Hannah.
She won our hearts in Splash.
That's such a cute movie. It really is. Speaking of Tom Hanks and the distant relative of Lincoln, Tom Hanks here in that scene where she's eating the lobster.
Right.
It's just, it's crazy.
It's very good.
Happy birthday to her. 64, 59 today. Katarina Witt, the German figure skater. Mm-hmm. Two-time gold medalist.
Yeah, very talented.
Yeah, very talented.
In many ways.
Katarina Witt is 59.
We are in serious trouble.
On May 7th.
Can you swim?
The vacation calls for it.
Trust me, it calls for it.
Ah! Universal Pictures invites you.
The spell is a groin.
What? This just keeps getting better and better.
To experience the
adventure. Think of that Mummy movie. I thought it was epic. I thought it was really well done.
Very, very good.
It kind of still is in the shadow of like the Indiana Jones movies. Doesn't get shown as much. Mm-hmm. But I think it was a really long movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they made more than one.
Yes, they did. They did. That was from the original. That was a trailer from the original. Brendan Fraser was the guy.
He was great.
Hunting mummies, and he's 56.
This is how we do it.
You've heard this one.
Boy.
Well, you had heard it, but you've forgotten it.
Sounds like something you would play at a Timberwolves
game. That's the only explanation. This is how we do it. It's Friday. That's how we do it. Montel Jordan, 56, on our list today.
Who's that?
You.
Who am I?
My mommy.
And who's that pretty girl?
Jennifer.
Who's Jennifer?
My sister.
That's right. Who's that?
Alex.
Who is Alex?
Alex is king.
So when Family Ties jumped the shark, they had to bring a new cute kid in.
Yeah.
With kind of the bowl cut. His name was Brian Bonsall, okay. Alex P. Keaton's younger brother.
Right.
He worshipped him. And, of course, Alex P. Keaton was going to mold him, groom him as a young Republican.
Right.
And a fan of Reaganomics. Brian Bonsall also played a kid Klingon. We needed more kid Klingons in the Star Trek universe.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to him. He is unbelievably 44 today. You do know and are familiar with Mamma Mia.
Yes, I've seen the movie and the play at the Chan House.
She was the young gal in the movie, Amanda Seyfried.
Okay.
39 today. Did her own singing. She's a music. She's a stage actress, movie actress. She can do her own singing.
Very nice.
And she's 39. And our rapper of the day.
Yeah.
Now, Montel Jordan was an R&B singer. He was not a rapper. So
correct.
The
okay.
rapper of the day goes to Lil Baby.
Okay.
Lil Baby is 30. And again, Almanac quiz today for the Tom Petty tribute.
Is Lil Remember, Baby male or female? Or whatever.
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. If you were with us earlier in the 8 o'clock hour, you know we quizzed our chief meteorologist, Kara Foster, if she was familiar with Cleveland Abbey. She was not. He was born on this day, 1838. Astronomer, weatherman, our first weatherman, really. You know, we wouldn't have Barry Zavan and Bud Crayling and some of these others maybe without Cleveland Abbey. He was the father of the U.S. Weather Bureau, now known as the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service. Cleveland Abbey, 1838. Charles, don't call him Chuck Pillsbury. A manufacturer, he's one of us. He founded the Pillsbury Company and was born on this day, 1842.
Now, is his body the model that they used to create the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think so.
Not that flattering, but hey.
No.
Give him some props for going ahead and doing it.
Right on. You didn't pull up anything?
He didn't care what people thought of his body.
Ah, no, he didn't. No body shaming.
Didn't get around
couldn't
to
shame
it.
Him. No. Okay. 1842.
What a battle that had to be, though. You had Pillsbury going up against, like, gold medal right here in town.
Yes.
Gold medal flour.
Yes.
Or was that Pillsbury? We had two big companies here.
We did.
General Mills
and
Pillsbury.
They were big. They were certainly big. What would have happened had the Pillsbury Doughboy taken on the Michelin Man?
I'd rather have seen the Doughboy take on Betty Crocker.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean
Battle
King
of the
type
Sexes.
Of thing.
Although we don't know Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah.
So I guess it is a male.
Yeah. Country performer, 1925 was the year that we welcomed Ferlin Husky.
Since you've gone, the moon, the sun, the stars in the sky.
What do you think of that Wings of a Snow White Dove song?
Yeah, it's a song.
This one's called Gone.
Love me.
by.
There he is.
You don't sound that impressed. You sound like Frank Reynolds reading the obituary for Jimi Hendrix.
Yes.
That's Ferlin Husky.
I'm not as big of a fan, maybe, as I should be of Ferlin Husky and his style of country music. 1925. I am a fan of one of the great sweater wearers of our time. You know, you got your Mr. Rogers and some other, but you have to put Andy Williams into that category. And what a crooner and a singer. Moon River singer Andy Williams, 1927.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I mean, he had regular hits,
yes,
and songs that he sang, but he's got to be best known for his Christmas album that had this song and then The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, right?
Yes.
Right? Just Hickory iconic, Dickory Dock.
Iconic performances for Andy Williams.
Hang Up Your Sock.
Yes. Holiday season.
What a singer. The great Andy Williams. I mean, he was one of my mom's favorites. And we watched a lot of Andy Williams, born on this day again, 1927. And we'll mention Carol Sutton. She was in the films Ray, which was a good movie, and Steel Magnolias. I didn't see that one through its entirety, but I'm sure she did a fine job. 1944, they're gone, but not forgotten.
All right, let's do the quiz now. We had Ozzy Osbourne as a birthday here today. 76 for Ozzy. I told you what his real name was, his real first name. It's not Ozzy. I don't even think Ozzy is his middle name. But what is Ozzy Osbourne's given birth first name? And if you call in right now, first one with the correct answer wins the Tom Petty tribute tickets this Saturday at the Medina. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100.
And I'll say again, I've seen this show. If you're a Petty fan, you will love it.
You want to go
to it.
Quite good. Would you like to crank up a Bobathon? And we need to mention No Repeat Workday, right?
Right.
With the song Is That a Tear by Tracy Lawrence, Honky Tonk Attitude, Joe Diffie, or his heartfelt salute to Michael Irvin, Garth Brooks, Good Ride Cowboy. Playmaker, Neil. Playmaker, Michael Irvin, Good Ride Cowboy.
Yeah. I'm thinking Joe Diffie, though, this morning.
Okay.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud.